The Vermont Senate has unanimously approved a new state budget for next year. Senate leaders say the plan is a fair compromise that's designed to ensure there isn't a government shutdown at the beginning of July. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
By a vote of 27-0, the Senate has given its approval to a new state budget that Senate leaders hope will break the five-week-old property tax stalemate with Governor Phil Scott. It's the third budget passed by the Senate this year. The first two were vetoed by Scott. The issue throughout this time has been Scott's insistence to use one-time surplus money to stabilize statewide property tax rates. Democratic leaders agreed to use surplus money to make certain that the residential tax rate did not go up, but they argued that using additional one-time money to protect the non-residential rate was fiscally irresponsible. Under this plan, there's no increase in the residential rate, and the non-residential rate would go up 4.5 cents. That's a 1 cent reduction from previous proposals. Senate President Tim Ash said the budget plan was an honest effort to meet the governor halfway in this dispute.
We're voting on a compromise to keep government open. Using one-time money to pay down tax rates for 1 year is not something this chamber endorsed. However, we need to keep government open. So where are we? We're meeting the governor somewhere halfway.
For the first time, this budget also includes a system to create a statewide health care contract for teachers. It's a provision that Scott had proposed. Senate Education Chairman Philip Baruth says the plan will make it easier for local school boards to concentrate on educational issues.
It will take this piece, which is not inconsiderable, off the backs of local school boards. So it will mean that a chunk of the bargaining now done will be done in a much more efficient way, and we believe that will have benefits system-wide.
Caledonia Senator Joe Benning is the Senate Minority Leader. He says the governor was always clear about not wanting to raise taxes, but Benning said this is a time for Scott to be flexible on this issue.
At every turn during press conferences and whatever else occurred, was very clear about the fact that he was taking that position. I am at this point hoping that he changes that position. I do see this as a responsible budget.
And Senate President Ash told his colleagues that the Senate is done negotiating with the Scott administration.
If this compromise isn't good enough, I'm starting to think we should go back to where we started, where we had the moral, fiscal high ground. We were meeting the needs of the people of the state, and we weren't picking on school districts.
It's not clear if the governor will accept this new budget plan. He has three options. He could sign it, he could veto it, or he could let it become law without his signature. The House could vote on the new budget plan as early as Friday. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.